This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump said in a video from his hospital room on Saturday that he felt much better and he hoped to be back soon after a day of contradictory messages from the White House about his condition following his COVID-19 diagnosis. In a four-minute video posted on Twitter, Trump, looking somewhat tired and wearing a jacket and open-necked shirt, said he wasn't feeling so well when he first arrived at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. He added that the next few days would be crucial in his fight against the coronavirus.
So I just want to tell you that I'm starting to feel good. You don't know over the next period of a few days. I guess that's the real test. So we'll be seeing what happens over those next couple of days.
The address came hours after differing assessments of his health from administration officials left it unclear how ill the president had become since he tested positive for coronavirus. Trump's doctors said Saturday morning that he has been improving, but his chief of staff, Mark Meadows, said the president's vital signs had been concerning beginning Friday. Meadows later altered his tone, saying that doctors are very pleased with Trump's vital signs. News of President Donald Trump's coronavirus diagnosis comes as COVID-19 infections have been rising for several weeks across the United States. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The U.S. leads the world with 7.3 million confirmed COVID-19 cases since the start of the pandemic. More than 209,000 people have died of infections. Only a handful of countries rank higher in deaths per capita. The Midwest is the latest hotspot, with Wisconsin reporting a record daily death toll Wednesday, and hospitals in multiple cities running out of space. I'm Ben Thomas.